This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk to ESPN NBA insider Bobby Marks, the former NBA GM. Now an analyst over there at the Worldwide Leader with a very busy basketball offseason coming up. The finals underway last night. Bobby Marks joins us now here on The Fan. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? How are you doing?
Well, we're doing awesome. There's so much going on, man. If you're the Mavs tonight, do you want the Knicks to be talking with Jason Kidd about their opening? How would you handle this?
Well, I think if you're the Mavs, that the Knicks have to talk to you first before they can talk to Jason Kidd. I think there's certainly a process to that. Listen, I think it's just a matter of how valuable or do you feel that Jason is to your organization. I mean, you basically control if you want him back or not, considering he's under contract and we're at a period right now where if you do make a decision at head coaching and you do allow him to get out of his contract and go to a team to New York, certainly with compensation coming back, who's the person that you're willing to elevate? Is it somebody on your staff? Is there somebody else out there? You know, we rarely see coaching changes in early June, certainly in Dallas's sake here. So we'll see how it plays out. It's a unique situation. I was in part of the Nets in 2014 when Jason wanted out and wanted to go to Milwaukee and we traded him for 2 seconds. That's the last time a situation like that has occurred, and we'll see how this goes.
How has Kidd evolved as a head coach? What do you think of him now compared to those times? I know there was a lot of conflicting opinions, as his first two head coaching stints wrapped up, and then he goes to the Lakers. We've loved him with the Mavs, Bobby. Yeah. What's been your perspective?
Yeah. I think he's been terrific. I really do. I mean, you know, certainly, listen, when he came into Brooklyn in 2013-14, that was an extremely difficult situation. I think we saw the best of Jason in the second half of the season. Certainly Milwaukee was, you know, a young Giannis at the time. Couldn't get over the hump, a little bit, you know, different roster each season there. I think he's evolved. I think he's a top 10 coach in this league here. That's why it's something you have to think about it. But as I said, like if the goal is to win a championship and you have a top 10 coach on your staff already, like why would you want to think about letting him go? And I know there's you want a happy employee and everything, but that would be a no for me if I was in that Mavericks organization here. But I do think he's evolved tremendously. I think I think a lot of this is just relationships and relationship building and trusting players. And you see it with Kyrie. You've seen it, certainly last year getting to an NBA Finals. I think he's done a terrific job.
If I'm the Mavs, I think I might ask for like a 2028 first rounder. Like if Jason Kidd really wanted to go, do you think they could get that?
They don't have it. That's the thing. The Knicks don't have them. Okay. They traded them all to Brooklyn. The only pick they have to trade in the first round is a top 8 protected first from Washington in 2026. That's the only thing that they can trade from a first round perspective. They've got some pick swaps and some future years, and they've got, I think they got 7 seconds. So you're looking at, yeah, I mean, the Doc got traded from Boston to the Clips in 13 for a first. That's the last time we've seen that happen here. And as I said, New York doesn't have the draft picks or the first round picks to go out and do something like that.
So the Washington top eight becomes unprotected in the future. That would get me interested.
No, it doesn't. Oh. It just goes away.
Oh, forget that then.
It just, yeah. Okay. So it's likely that will never convey. I mean, there's a chance it might, you never know, but there's a good chance that likely does not convey to a first. I think it turns into a second.
Are you hearing that New York wants Jason Kidd as a way to get Giannis?
No, I don't. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think, you know, first of all, Giannis hasn't asked to be traded. I don't know if he's going to ask to be traded. I really don't. I mean, I think it's a situation that's going to play out. And I don't think they would have enough to get him anyway, even if Jason got the job here, just based on where they are as we talked about their draft picks and stuff like that. I think New York is looking at it like, you know, hey, we think we're a championship roster. Who's a coach? There's, you know, if it's not people who are unemployed, whether it's Michael Malone and Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown, is there somebody that's currently under contract, whether it be Jason or Chris Finch, you know, guys like that who have certainly been in big moments and they feel they can kind of, take you over the hump a little bit here.
Bobby, when it comes to the Mavs winning the lottery, we're like, man, hit the golden ticket. Thank God. Let's go ahead and reset this thing. What are your thoughts on Cooper Flagg? And is there any type of possible trade a team could flirt at you that you'd say, you know what, I'd give him up. I'd give up the rights to draft Cooper Flagg for that.
No, I don't think there's anything out there. Curry's in the twilight of his career. I wouldn't even trade him for Steph Curry. Even if I'm getting 2 years of Steph Curry. I mean, I think Cooper, I know we use the word generational and, you know, franchise player and stuff like that. I just look at it at the eye test. You know, I've kind of used this before. I living in Southwest Florida, I got to see him play for Mount Verde in the City of Palms down here. I thought at the time that he could play in the NBA, and this was when he was 16 years old. I thought most of his teammates could play in the NBA. That's how good they were. I think his defense is probably the one thing that people don't talk about as much. I think he has all NBA defensive ability. I think he is high, high level. He is a terrific young man. I had the opportunity to sit down with him and help him out a little bit as this process goes. He is a terrific young man. He loves playing basketball, and that's the most important thing. These type of players don't come along very often. They really don't. And Dallas has a really, really good one that has a chance to be really good. And when you have a player on a rookie contract, it's not just the first 4 years. The likelihood is that you're going to have them for another 4 or 5, right? Like, you have them here for a long time.
Hey, Bobby, my background's in the NFL as a scout, and I was just curious, in the NBA, do scouts talk as can't-miss prospects and things like that? Do they come into the room and you guys throw those things? Because it seems to, when we're in the NFL, you kind of hear it from the older guys. Yeah. You don't hear it from the younger guys.
That's a good point. Yeah, the NBA draft is such a crapshoot. You know, especially because it's only 2 rounds. That's the thing. And
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evaluating it, you know, most of these guys, you know, certainly, I guess in the NFL, they're there, what, 3 years in college? These guys are there 1 year, and some are in Europe, and it's, you know, you're coming off, coming off an injury. It's not always, you know, based on the position of need. It's best available, and it's a crapshoot. I've been in rooms where there have been players that, you know, draft rooms with the Nets where we've said this is a can't-miss guy, and he was a miss.
Right.
So I do think it's more of the older, the guys that have been around a longer time. When they see a player and they think he could become a generational player, it's because they're comparing him to the guys in the 80s, the Bird, the Magic, the Isaiahs, the guys in the 90s, that grouping here, where I think the younger, at least personnel players, people, who are you comparing that to? Like,
right.
When Giannis got drafted, like, we didn't say, like, this guy can't miss prospect here. Like, we were like, wow, he's going to take some time to develop and maybe he has a chance there.
I mean, Bobby Marks, ESPN, with us here on the Fan Brian.
Yeah, Bobby, if I can follow up on this too, I was just curious, is it harder or easier to, I guess it would be easier to evaluate an American player as opposed to an international player? Do you feel more comfortable with that, or just because of maybe the information and stuff you get?
I think I do. I might tend to disagree a little bit with you there, because I do think, I think if you're just evaluating international players on like the now, them playing, you know, most of these guys don't play many minutes, but I do think they've been scouted so heavily. You know, Luka was scouted heavily because of him playing at the junior level and through international play. And I think there's more of a body of work with international players. You know, here it's really, you know, besides college, you're looking at, you know, what they do in the AAU circuit and, you know, before that here and international. I think that the level of competition, I think, is better. Certainly when you're kind of growing up in the schools. And I think a lot of these kids have been evaluated since they were 13, 14, maybe even younger, 14 years old.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, with you here on The Fan. Great stuff. Just wrapping up, you know, my question here is just about how what the Mavs did with Luka, and is that a sign of what might be to come when it comes to team building? And I wrote about it like this, Bobby. I think there's an NBA trilemma where can you pay Supermax and a supporting cast and be profitable all at once?
It's a great point. It really is. I think if you're going to, and listen, Oklahoma City is going to go through it with Shea. You know, they're going to pay him 4 years, $295 million, $300 million. But they can do it because they've got so many of the younger players on their roster and they've got so many draft picks. I think every team is different. I think a lot of it is, what's your supporting cast look like? What do you have with draft picks? If you're limited, it makes it extremely, extremely difficult. You know, the Supermax rules are designed to help you retain players. I also think the Supermax rules are designed to hurt you because of the cost that you're paying a player. Instead of $52 million, now you're paying him $75 million.
Yeah. No, I think it's fascinating. And then you look at who made it to the semifinals and who's in the finals, and it's not a lot of the top 20 paid players in the game. So I kind of concluded that I'll do a Supermax, but that guy better be in his prime and nasty both ways.
Well, I mean, you look at Indiana, Siakam and Haliburton are on max contracts, but they're at 30% max contracts. I think it would be really hard if both those guys were at, you know, 35%, which is the third, when you're dealing with the third, you know, there's three tiers to this. When you're dealing with the third tier, which is the 35% number, that's a big number. And when you don't, if you don't get it right, or you don't have the right team building approach, it makes it really hard to add around.
Bobby, what's your best guess on what happens with Kyrie Irving this offseason?
I think he opts out, and I think they work on a contract, and it's probably a little bit lower than his, I think it's at $42 or $43 million. And I think you try to help the player long term. You try to give yourself some flexibility where you're not pressed against the aprons, and you can add in trades and everything. I listen. There's two schools of thoughts. I think there's the thought, well, wait a minute, there's nobody else you're competing against because there's only Brooklyn has room out there. But I do think I don't think it's really about this year as much as it is, you know, year two and year three, based on him coming off the injury, because I think he can still play at a extremely high at a high level here. So I would think more probably opting out and then them working out a longer term deal, but at a little bit of a lesser number.
Are you expecting just a total buck wild off season here with the league?
You know, I mean, Giannis will play a big role in it. I mean, he will play a big role in it if he certainly does decide to ask to be traded here. Certainly Durant, we'll see what happens. I would expect him to be moved. It's what's happened is that free agency is not as great as it once was. It's roster building is a lot different. It's not a terrific class. There's not a lot of teams with room. A lot of teams next year with room. There's parity in this league. I mean, you could be, you know, I mean, if you're Milwaukee at home, you think, wow, like we took the team that's in the finals of five games and we were in, you know, same with Cleveland and same with Boston. And we'll see what the Celtics are, a wild card in New York and all that. And I do think a lot of teams think they could be there with one move. And I think that the trade market is probably the bigger way to go.
Do you think the parity has been good for the NBA? There was a lot of talks about the ratings, right? I mean, is this where they look back and reflect and say maybe when the CBA is up or with the opt-out, we need to get back to, say, the super team era or the dynasty eras?
Team parity. Yeah. I love it. I'm interested to see what the rating will be after on a game two Sunday night. That's what I'm interested in because, listen, everybody predicted Oklahoma City to win this and probably win it in five. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a series. And I think last night hopefully opened a lot of people's eyes as far as what this Pacers team can do. And now we've got a 68-win team and a team that's won 80 total games. We haven't seen that happen as far as losing in the NBA Finals, I think, since that Golden State team did with when they lost to Cleveland here. So I'm interested to see what type of rating we get coming off of game two, because this series is kind of up for grabs right now.
Wrapping up here with Bobby Marks, I mean, just terrific stuff, and we've held you for long enough, but if I could be greedy and get one more answer from you, Bobby, would you want your hopes tied to AD next year? And in a future where maybe Nico isn't here, what's AD's trade value?
Yeah, I mean, it's another, as we were talking about contracts, it's a contract that increases each year. As he gets older, the contract increase gets larger. That's kind of a double-edged sword for you, right? Like, it starts to become a tougher if eventually you do decide to move it. That's why I think your window with him, you know, there's basically going to be a couple cycles with this roster. It's the two-year window with him and Kyrie, or maybe 3-year window. And then it's the next cycle where it's going to be Cooper and what else is going to be left, or what do you add around him here? I think AD is a terrific player. He showed it with the Lakers. He showed it in New Orleans. He showed it in the Olympics this past summer. But as you guys know, it's all comes down to health. I mean, that's the biggest thing is for him is to be able to stay on the court. And he had done that. I mean, he had come off a year with Los Angeles where it was the healthiest he's been here. So I do think, like, if he's going to be your main guy, that becomes, I think, challenging as far as because how reliant you're going to be on him.
You're the man, Bobby. Enjoy the summer, and we'll catch up with you sometime soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Salute. Appreciate you. ESPN's Bobby Marks here, former general manager of the Brooklyn Nets. Been a front office insider here maybe for the last 5-6 years. All right, thanks for setting that up, Woolchuck. Where are we going next, Chief?
Friday News Dump. Why last night was a bang-free environment in OKC. Plus, Osa is not the only Cowboys defender feeling good about Eberflus. That's next in the dump.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.